that here, didn't you?
Yes, I did.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. 75 pages in tradition.
Yeah. Anyway, the bottom line is 75.
It's out in tradition on it?
Oh, yeah, so you're
good. But the bottom line is, it's not good. It's not a good guy, right?
That's putting it mildly.
All right.
Bring your own chair, this thing. BYOC. Let it be BYOB. Thank you for helping. All that.
Okay, Rav Harari, you're recording? My thing doesn't seem to be working, so.
It's working.
Okay.
Let's go.
Okay, Bershus Roshei HaKalo. The topic that I'm going to discuss is Takanas HaShavim. So the Mishnah in Gittin Nun Hei Amud Aleph says, Hey, Rabbi Yochanan ben Gud Gida, etc., a whole bunch of Takanas. Ve'al ha'meresh ha'gozo shebno bevira shiyitol estam av mipnei takonas ha'shavim. That if you have midina, whenever you have a gzela which was not nishtanes, you have to return the actual gzela. You can't just give money. However, there's a takona that if you took a beam and you built it into the building, and in order to actually return the beam itself, you would have to destroy the whole building, and it would be a hefsid merube. So Chazal said that you can just return, you can be mashalem estamav. In the Gemara there, it brings that this is already a machlokas beis Shammai and beis Hillel, so it's a fairly early takona. Ve'al ha'meresh ha'gozo shebino Tanu Rabbanan Gozo Meir Shuvna Bevira Beis Shammai Omrim Mekakea Kol Habira Kula Umachzer Meresh Levailov Uveis Hila Omrim Ein Lo Elo Dmei Meresh Bilvad Kemo Takonas HaShavim. And that is brought in Shulchan Aruch Shin Samech Zif Aleph Kol Gozo Chayav Lahachzer HaGezelo Atzma Shenemar Veheshivas HaGezelo Asher Gozal Vim Avdo Nishtaris Mishalim Dameha Ben Shehode Mipi Atzma Ben Sheba Uolav Edem Shegozal Afilu gazal koro uvna bevira gedola hoel velo nishtane stin tora hushiyar os kol habinyan viachazor hakoro labailem. Aval tiknu chacham em mipnei takonas hashavim sheyi enosin estomel velo yafsid habinyan. Afilu gazal koro viasa besukas hechag. That's a Gemara in Sukkah. That it's even though it's not, it's only a binyan arai, but because you made it for sukkah, at least for the duration of sukkahs, that makes it a binyan keva. Then there seems to be a second takana in the Gemara Bava Kama Tzadi Dalet Amud Veis, that the Tanu Rabbanan Hagazlanin Umalvei Beribis Shechziru, ein mekablin mehen, veha mekabel mehen, ein ruach chachamim nocha himenu. That if somebody was a gazlan and we'll have to figure out the exact circumstances, but somehow it seems that the gezela is no longer existing ben. So Medina, he has to pay now that he can't accept the gezela. I mean, he can't give back the gezela itself. And there's a takana that you're not supposed to accept from him because he might not want to do tshuva if you accept from him. And the Gemara concludes, "V'amekabel mehem ein ruach chachamim nocha himenu." If you're mekabel from the gazlanim, so ein ruach chachamim nocha him, and we'll have to explain that exactly also. So in any case, in Tosfos there in Bava Kama, they quote Rabbeinu Tam that the Gemara said, "Bimei Rebbe Nishnei Smishna Zo." So this is, first of all, it's a much later takana. It's at the end of the Tikufa Satanayim. It's not the same takana as the takana that we were talking about earlier, but there it's also a takanas hashavim. So the Tosfos quotes Omer Rabbeinu Tam Delo Lefanav Velo Leachrav Ela Ledoro Davka Tiken Mishum Maiseh Shehaya Velo Ledoros Habayin. That Rebbe was only metaken this for his generation. It's not relevant bizman hazeh. And then Tosfos brings another shita that it is shayach bizman hazeh, and indeed in Shulchan Aruch Shin Samech Vav Sif Aleph we paskin that it is shayach gazlon before some habalasos tshuva meatzmo im ein hagzela kayemes ein mekablin mimenu kedei shelo yimna milasos tshuva. So first of all, Shulchan Aruch says, or it records this takana, so we're not paskening Lerker Rabbeinu Tam. Secondly, it's limiting it to a gazlan meforsam. And secondly, it's saying, ein mekablin mimenu, Kidei shelo yimna bilasos tshuva, but it's saying kidei latzes yedei shamayim he's chayav to pay. Furthermore, the achronim have a discussion about what does it mean ein mekablin mimenu. Does it mean bezdin is not tovea it at all? So it seems that bezdin would collect it. It's just that we don't want the balabayas the nigzal to take it. In the shach. There, Sif Katan Aleph says, "V'chasa b'sefer Chasidim, dav kosh she'anigzal ein chayav." And the Shach further limits it that it's dav kosh she'anigzal ein chayav le'acherim, aval imanigzal chayav le'acherim, be'ein omal lifroa yesh lekabel kedesh yifra leval lechovos. And the Prisha. And also in the Sma, says that Amru Chachamim ein mekablin mimenu perush kashebal levesdin verotze lahachzer hagzela machmas shesover shlo yehe yotze yedei chovas hadin im lo shiachzer oz ein hanigzal rasha lekabel mimenu avalim hagazlan omer achar kachav al pish einach rotze lekabel mimenu machalto li ani rotze lahachzer lifnim mishuras hadin kedei latzis kedei shamayim mekablin mimenu. And I saw somewhere when I was preparing it, I don't have it on the Makaras, but somebody said that if Besdin couldn't collect it, then you wouldn't do anything to say that I'm giving it back, because that's just Chuchavit Lula. So the question that I was wondering about, which I think is, I'm going to show is a machlokes sachronim, is whether we can combine these two parts of the takana. In other words, if you have the first part of the takana is when you have the beam that you built into the binyan, and the chachamim were matakin that you shouldn't pay. Maybe that you shouldn't. You don't need to destroy the whole binyan. You just pay the mamon. The second takana is when the gzela is not kayemes behen. And do we say, meaning even midina, you're mechuyav to pay, but we say that there's a takana that you're not supposed to accept it. So do we say that if you have the beam that you built in the binyan, so memela, you're paying rather than giving back the original beam? And so do we say that you don't need to... Right. So in the Lechem Mishneh, on Gzela V'Aveda Aleph Yud Gimel, where the Rambam brings this din, he says uh, uh, One second. No, sorry, it's the Magid Mishnah on Aleph Yud Gimel that he says Vida ki lechol hadeya shlosha dinin hayu bidvar gezela. Im gezela kayemes machazira hu mekabla himenu. So if the gezela still exists, then you he has to give it back then. So then you just give the damim, and you keep the korah. You don't return the guf hadavar. Ein gezeila kayemes afilu damim ein mekablet mimenu lechatchila v'chulan nisparu b'divrei harav zalum v'orim sham b'gemara. So it sounds like that we don't say tarte letevusa. We only say the second part of the takonas hashavim. If the gezela doesn't exist be'en at all, ma'ashein kein, if you were bone in the bira, then you would still have to pay. You would still have to pay for it. However, in the Sma, and it's also quoted almost verbatim in the Ber Hetev, the Shulchan Aruch says im ein hagzela kayemes, and the Sma says afilu im hi kayemes im bana leha binyan ein sarich lehachazir uchdivrei hillel de amar im ganav kora ukva bevinyan ein ot sarich lekakev leha kor kol abinyan bishvil chazar as hakora elo mishalem or salavai lov. So the Sma seems to be saying that we would say that if you have a kora that you built into the building, now I can't, or I'm not mechuyav to destroy the building to give you my korah, and you're also not allowed to collect the money, because then I might not want to do tshuva. Okay.
Excellent.
Sure.
7 points is that? It's your own chiddush.
No, I was just looking through it.
Wow. Beautiful.
Has there been seen it anywhere?
I don't know. Go look. My black chap talked with Tavus before he said got the words out.
Okay. I think it might be in the Masadar of Kuf Bira Lacha.
Look. Anyway, next Thursday, I think it's Rabbi Reis at 3 o'clock.
Okay.
And that's it till after Pesach. Pesach. Good. Okay, Yashikar.
Good. Call to.
How do you stop this?
Surprise.
We usually
ask you for technical.
Press stop.
Yeah, it's on hold, so you should probably take it off.